Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we're discussing an awful lot. We're seeing an awful lot in this world today, and it's not pretty. Socialism is destroying. That's what it's about. It's about destroying. And it's destroying the United States right now. And you think, well, no, it's not, Beth. Yes, it is. The United States is basically divided nearly 50-50 between those who believe in a republic and those who believe in socialism. Many experts estimate that the United States has over $230 trillion in unfunded liabilities and debt. Benjamin Franklin was correct when he said, "When the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic." Beth Ann says, capitalism is about making money, and socialism is about taking money. They aren't robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. They're robbing from everybody to feed the monstrous government and the ruling class and make you, the people, dependent on their social programs. So when we talk about $1 trillion, which is almost unfathomable for most people, it is me, I know, $1 trillion. That is $1 million million. It's 12 zeros to the left of the decimal point. And the foolish politicians make pronouncements that the strength of the economy, like we're strong right now in our economy, while it is getting a little better, the total unfunded obligation and debt of the United States now exceeds $238 trillion, and Congress denied the president $5 billion. That's just a little pocket change to protect the Americans' borders. We pay taxes. And the taxes we're paying now, and this is just a few, building permit tax, CDL license tax, the cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, hunting tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, that's a tax on top of the tax, IRS penalties, another tax on top of the tax, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, it just goes on and on. This has a whole bunch of them there, and then it comments, it's a vehicle tax, we can't forget that one. It says, and then to think we left British rule to avoid taxes. Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago, and our nation was the most prosperous in the world. We had absolutely no national debt. Our currency had value with the gold standard. We had the largest middle class in the world, and mom was able, if she wanted to stay home and raise the kids. So what happened? Politicians happened, aka Congress happened, and now we have to press one for English. America, are you woke yet? Have you awakened to understand socialism and the social programs are not about bettering your life, but about controlling your life? Are you ready to be the storm? I had one of my listeners write me such a sweet note earlier this week. She said, right now I'm just a sprinkle, but I'm going to be the storm. And I just appreciated that so much. So are you going to be the storm? Are you going to stop voting for these social globalists, these thieves that start holding them accountable? Remember what Forrest Lucas said, five letters, just five letters, and they take it seriously. I don't think we're writing those letters. Today, our guest, she's no socialist. She's no globalist. She's good old common sense, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, who's a sponsor and has been a sponsor for a long time with CSC Talk Radio. And we welcome Melody. Your predictions are still ringing true, and we thank you for your truth and the tough honesty. Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here. I enjoy our hour
together.
And it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, you know, when I see all this on the socialism, and, you know, I think of you because you did make the prediction about the activity that would be taking place when we had President Trump in place. And it has been active, to put it lightly. But also you and I talked, oh, maybe, I don't know if it was 2 years ago, but we talked about all the women that are in politics right now. And how most of them tend to be leaning on the socialist side. And that bothers me. I don't know if that bothers you, but that bothers me. And it's kind of scary.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, because it's women have a tendency to be, you know, a little more nurturing and so forth. So it's easy for them to, you know, grasp onto something. And look, yesterday we had Bernie Sanders come out and acknowledge his campaign for the 2020 presidential election. And look how much of his policies that even when he talked about back in 2016 and 2015 has been embraced by many of those same women that are running for office. You know, the $15 minimum wage, health care for all, free school in the communities and so forth. So, you know, it's something that, you know, there's a lot of Americans that do embrace that. And it's interesting because, you know, you mentioned, what's her nickname, AOC?
Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah,
I like to say
it so well. I'll just say AOC. And this morning, the Illinois Senator Durbin.
Yes.
I saw an interview with him this morning, and they were talking about, because I guess McConnell is supposed to be bringing up this, you know, Green New Deal up for a vote or something like that. And he's telling me, well, he wasn't telling me, but he was saying in the interview how he has sat down and he read through it. He says there's a lot of pages, and he says he's a second time around reading the new Green Deal. What I want to know about, then why didn't they read it? If they can take the time to read the new Green Deal, why can't they take the time to read all about the Affordable Health Care Act? Even the most recent spending bill, as a week ago, they were complaining that, well, we just got it on Wednesday and we have to vote on it on Thursday and we don't have time to read it. But they have time to read the new Green Deal.
Well, the Green New Deal is only 14 pages long, but it is so. It is bad. It just really is bad. And, they shouldn't be voting on anything they haven't read. But they also shouldn't be making these bills that are thousands of pages long either.
Well, I'm just saying what Senator Durbin said this morning.
Yeah.
You know, that there was, you know, and he might have been saying it a little sarcastically and so forth. But the whole point is they're paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And it's a distraction. They don't have to talk about anything else.
That's exactly right. And if they get even one thing of this passed, it's going to be devastating. Because it really is a horrible thing. And here I've got an article, and it's from Newsmax, but it says that the new Green Deal, or the Green New Deal, I keep putting new in the wrong place, is $338,000 per taxpayer. That's what it's going to cost. And when it breaks it down to taxpayers, and for the next 10 years, $3,000 per month. Now, who of us can afford $3,000 per month? But I don't think people understand that.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, it's hard to think that they are actually really taking any of that seriously, because we're so far in debt to begin with. I mean, we all know what the government is willing to acknowledge is $22 trillion in debt, a new record. You know, there is no one standing watch, or even the Republicans used to be supposed to be fiscally responsible. I mean, the whole thing is just a joke anymore.
Well, they're all, you know, we're going into a break, but I've come to believe that every single one of them are socialists, and they're global socialists.
Absolutely.
It's not just about here. It's about everywhere, but they've got to break us first. We're heading into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting with our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call right here, right now, and give us a chat. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are sponsors of the show, have been for a long time. You can visit their website, and we ask you to sign up for their newsletter there at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. The office number to give her a call is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or you can call her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And you mentioned, Melody, that Mitch McConnell was going to bring this on for a vote, the Green New Deal. And a lot of them didn't want to. The Democrats didn't want to bring it to a vote. Schumer was speaking out against that. And my guess is the reason they didn't want it to come to a vote is because it's the only thing in the bill. So they will have to stand accountable for just that, the Green New Deal. And they know it's absurd. They know that they can't do most of the stuff that's in it. You know, the fact that they want to do with it, they want to do away with airplanes.
Well, the thing of it is, what I find is, it's just what a waste of time.
Absolutely.
For McConnell, what a simply waste of time, and it's just as disgusting as the bill. I mean, it's not even a bill.
No, it's not.
It's an idea. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are they even doing bringing it on a vote? Vote on what?
I think he wants to kill it. I think that's what his idea is, but I don't know. It's McConnell. There's
grief.
No telling what he's up to. But
waste of time, but you know what? That's what Congress does. They waste time.
You got it. They are the crisis. You know, we have a crisis at the border, but they created the crisis at the border. I don't know why people can't get that straight. My brother was in here yesterday, and he was going off on just about everything. But he's talking about he doesn't understand why people don't get this straight with socialism. They can't tax the corporations. They don't pay tax. It's the people that pay the tax. It's the middle class that ends up paying for everything, and they're killing the middle class. He says, I don't understand why that's not so easy for everybody to understand. They just don't get it. And, you know, socialism is going to be a bad idea, and all we got to do is look at Venezuela. But we're so close to it right now. I mean, all these government programs, that's nothing more than socialism.
No, it isn't. And, you know, socialism is what they claim to be, is, you know, placed somewhere between capitalism and communism. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where governments control the, you know, economic and social systems. And, you know, perhaps we haven't nationalized, you know, certain venues across this country, but I mean, how far away is that? I mean, we certainly do control the economy by raising of rates and the Federal Reserve, the creation of the Federal Reserve. And so it is, you know, with they advocate that, you know, public ownership of resources is good. And you'll see them bring in, they use Alaska as an example. They won't use Venezuela, but they'll use Alaska as an example, how Alaska gives checks based on, you know, to the people who live there based on, you know, the oil production and so forth, and it fluctuates based on if they have good years, bad years, and so forth. And everybody thinks that's a great idea, and to promote that as a, you know, federal government program and so forth.
But what will happen to that if they do away with the oil and the gas?
Exactly.
I mean, they won't get anything in Alaska.
That's what happened to Venezuela.
Exactly.
You know, the oil prices tanked, and there wasn't, you know, and we have a country already. Hey, it's one thing if you're not deep in debt to begin with. You know, you might have a program that lasts for a certain amount of time, like our Social Security. It's lasted for a period of time. But, you know, it was mismanaged, it was misused, and the concept from the very beginning was flawed.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't do anything. They knew where inflation was coming. They knew what was going to happen to the folks that retire. And this is a country that doesn't take care of our elderly.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me, and I said, yeah, that's the crisis. That's the crisis.
But you don't hear them talk about that.
Absolutely not. You know, hey, let's give free health care. Like, that's going to help.
Hmm.
With free health care, it comes restrictions. You know, with free health care comes less care.
Yes.
Not more, less.
Well, anything that the government
takes
over.
And it's fine when you're in your 20s and 30s and you're not sick.
Well, anytime the government takes the lead in something, it becomes less efficient and more costly.
Absolutely. Because it's not designed to manage.
Yeah,
and, you know, you get, and, you know, hey, we've got corruption.
Mm.
And ever since they created the HMOs and the CMOs and, you know, and healthcare, and once these hospitals became, you know, for profit, care goes out the window. Mm. You know, you have to, you know, these hospitals and so forth, they have stats that they have in order to continue to get money and to get, backed by insurance companies and so forth. You know, it's just like just like property insurance. You have loss ratios.
Right.
In healthcare, you have loss ratios. That's death. And, you know, they'll kick you out of the hospital before you die just so it doesn't mess up their loss ratio. And this is hospitals for profit. And these are things that aren't talked about. It's just accepted. And people say, well, you know, old people, they're just, and it's terrible. I mean, look how many babies we kill with abortions.
And now that's not enough. They've got to do more. It's just.
And now they're attacking the elderly. I talked in my program about this, Yang. Andrew Yang, I believe his name, is running as a Democrat candidate. And, you know, he was talking about he wants to give $1,000 to everybody up to 64, age 64. And it's like, well, if you want to give money up to age 64, what you should be doing is giving money to people after 64. Those are the ones who need it. Those are the ones who will spend it on their grandkids and everything else. And but you know, if you give it to people prior to 64, they'll pay it for, you know, things that don't help the economy. They'll pay it for utilities, they'll pay it for health care, they'll pay it for, you know, things like that. But I mean, it shouldn't be done anyway. I'm not advocating that, but but half of the population accepts it.
Well, that's what they keep throwing out there, and it's because, you know, like the quote from Benjamin Franklin, once they figure out that they can do that, he says, when the people find out that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. But every time they do these things, these programs, every time they tax you more and you're okay with that, you lose more control and you lose more liberty over your life. And to me, I don't understand why that's not clear to everyone. It should be clear to everyone, but they're just selfish and lazy and they want to have free stuff, you know. Everything's free in America for a small fee in America. I had somebody tell me this the other day. Experience comes from bad decisions and good decisions come from experience. And then the president had said, we know that socialism is not about justice. It's not about equality. It's not about lifting up the poor. Socialism is about one thing only, power for the middle, for the ruling class, I'm sorry. And the more power they get, the more they crave. All they're here today know that there is nothing less democratic than socialism. And, you know, Congress pushes these programs constantly, and people are buying it. And that's scary to me that, and of course, I think that goes back to the government having control over education. We've seen enough countries fall that we ought to be able to glean from that experience.
Absolutely, and but the thing is, these things aren't taught in school. There's no education for this, of how our governments work, how it's supposed to work, and you get so far where everything, you know, it's difficult. You know, again, I'm going to go back to the U.S. dollar, our currency, our money. It puts people in a position where they work and work and work, and they never get ahead. Why is that so? Because your dollar buys less and less. You work harder and harder, and yet it still buys less and less. You'll never get ahead. You're that little squirrel in the wheel. You run and run and run, and where do you go? You know, on one of those exercise bikes, you can pedal, 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 but where do you go? You're still at the same spot. And this, again, it comes back to our monetary system. It's our policies. And I'm sorry, we won't get ahead. They can't fix our debt. We could only go deeper into debt just to keep the system going until they address our monetary policy.
And that's what they want. They want you deeper in debt. They encourage that because debt, you know, and inflation is just another tax. It's more, it's just crazy. We're going into a break. When we come back, let's talk about how important it is to have gold and silver and back up our finances that we have. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are sponsors of this show. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Go to her website. Sign up for the newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. If you have a question or a comment now about what we've been talking about, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. She's been a loyal sponsor of the show for a long time. You can give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or right here, right now at 877-895-5410. We do have a caller. We have Tim from Iowa. He wants to talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders. Tim, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Say, you know, I support Bernie as the Democratic nominee for president.
Okay.
I think he's the best chance we got to get Trump elected if he's the nominee.
You know, I'm not sure about that because Melody and I almost we were convinced that he was the one that could have beat Trump last time rather than Hillary.
Oh, I don't know, but you know, when you guys bring up a legit point though, because like. The farm guys are just on our local station. They're complaining about the soybeans. They're not selling enough soybeans to China.
Yeah.
And they all got bailout checks on that because they all convinced Trump that they're losing money on it.
Right.
And I don't know what happened to business in this country because the business has become socialist, don't you think?
Globalist for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. But globalism, basically, most of your countries globally are socialist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And that's why they're trying to turn us that direction.
Yeah. So they don't understand You know, they think they're being good capitalists, but they really aren't.
No, they're not. Government shouldn't be in business. You know, it's teaching us, it's showing everyone just what a corporation the U.S. government is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've talked about the corporate government for a long time, and this is just proving everything. Even just like the one candidate, Andrew Yang, I heard him interviewed when I was traveling, and he was talking about the universal basic income, and he says, you know, people hate that term. It turns people off. So they did a massive marketing research on what is the proper term to use for universal basic income that is acceptable. And they says, we went through hundreds of various terms with money dividends, money this, that. And the one that was accepted even for conservatives that moved the needle was freedom dividends. He says, once we used freedom, it moved the needle for conservatives. And before that, we couldn't get anything. So, again, it's being marketed. And if it's marketed in the proper term, it will be embraced. And that's what they all do. That's what these politicians do. They do all this market research on the public. And then whatever moves the, you know, yeah, we talk about polls and stuff. Well, before those polls come out, they do all this market research. And,
it's the language. We've seen
until
how
it corrects itself.
Yeah, we've seen how they manipulate the language to try and make it more palatable, so to speak, whether it's
absolutely.
In Agenda 21 or in freedom dividends instead of universal basic income.
Yeah. It truly is incredible. But, they're going to sway the population. And that's,
Right. Tim, is that what you got today?
Yeah, pretty much. Like Melody, if you were a globalist, you'd be pushing for universal alternative investments there. You're on the wrong side of this.
Well, let's keep her where she's at. We kind of like her the way she is. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it so much.
See you guys later.
Thank you. We have Neil from Missouri. He wants to talk a little bit about socialism. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right.
Hi, Neil.
Warmer in the outhouse today than it was yesterday, that's for sure.
did you slide on the way to it, though?
No, actually, it stayed warm overnight here.
Oh, it did there. Not here. We had a lot of sleet and ice last night, so.
Yeah, it didn't get a bit below freezing last night here, so everything just still kind of damp, but it wasn't frozen solid, so. But anyway, one of the main things socialism does, it destroys the family.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
because if you can turn to the government for everything you need, why do you need family anymore? And family is the foundation of a godly government.
Right.
So if you want to destroy a godly government, you've got to eliminate the family. Eliminate the blood ties. That's what they're after. That's why anybody in a family who opposes globalism, he comes immediately under attack, and then the rest of the family runs. Because they're afraid. They won't stand up and help their family members any longer because they don't hang together. Socialism tears them apart, see? So,
absolutely. Great point.
You know,
I appreciate it.
And then there's a fundamental law of God involved here, too, with this borrowing. If you're going to have socialism, you have to borrow. What does borrowing do? The borrower is servant to the lender.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes
a
slave.
And a servant has to do what their master tells them, don't they? So.
Absolutely. And people just aren't getting that. They just, they see all this and then we're going to get something free. We're going to get this paid for and we deserve it. By golly, we deserve it.
But
we're going to get what we deserve. That's for sure and for certain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free meal. They all think they can get that free meal and not ever have to pay for it.
Yeah. Nothing's free. Nothing is ever free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Neil.
Sure.
Thank you, Neil. Melody, I think it's from lack of education and going to that cycle of apathy and complacency, and here we come back into the dependency because we've grown to a point where we don't respect what we have. We don't even understand what we had. We've lost it now. And so is the gold standard, with the money. A lot of people now, generations now don't even remember when we did have that.
They will.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And that's a bill that's sitting there that they're not putting forth to vote because that one
you're
is.
Right, yeah. There. You're absolutely correct. And that's what they should be focused on and so forth. And, you know, we're talking about government, we're talking about debt, and, you know, it's just unsustainable.
All right.
The interest on the public debt costs $13 billion more in December compared to a year earlier. You have the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He talks about, and it's not a secret, not to the politicians in D.C., but they all know that the U.S. federal government budget, it's on an unsustainable path.
Yeah, they know it.
No one's going to address it until they have to. They're going to print until the cows come home. They're going to keep it all going. We're going to go deeper and deeper in debt. And with every dollar that we go deeper and deeper in debt, people are going to lose on their purchasing power, their retirement accounts, and their standard of living is going to decline. It's as simple as that. That the difficult part is whether you believe it or not and what you're going to do in order to hedge yourself against that. And that's what gold and silver is. I mean, you are hedging yourself. You're hedging yourself with future inflation. You're hedging yourself against geopolitical situations. You're hedging yourself against monetary policy that you don't control. You're hedging yourself your purchasing power. And, you know, there's no 100% guarantees in this day of eight in anything. There's only one guarantee in life. And
death and taxes?
No.
I was kidding you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't pay taxes.
Right.
So, you know, by choice. So that's not even a. So it's, I was thinking more about looking up as far as the guarantee that we have in life if you choose to accept.
I was being facetious. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
That's an old joke.
I know.
But gold and silver are truly the only thing financially that is true stability. And I want you to address that when we come back and how people can get started securing their finances, securing their wealth, what they have. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's DGScoins.com, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. The number to call is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. recovered, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been visiting with Melody Cederstrom, talking about the collapse of an economy. That it's a sure thing that it's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we know we can't sustain the debt that we're in, which is by design. We do know that. They're not trying to fix it. They want to vote on a Green New Deal that's not really even a bill, but they've got a bill sitting there that has been there for quite some time to put us back on the gold standard and prop up our dollars and make them worth something, but they're ignoring that. So Melody's going to tell us how we can kind of safeguard ourselves. Melody, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, absolutely. With gold and silver is always the real money to own. And again, it's a hedge that I believe everyone should have, because you're just going to continue to see that our dollars purchase less and less and less. And the debt is sustainable, whether it be government debt. Household debt now stands at $13.5 trillion. And that's well above the previous peak before the crisis of 2008. All the numbers are pointing back to 2008. And, you have, a corporate borrowing that has almost doubled in just over a decade, fueled by this cheap money policy of governments have provided globally.
Mm-hmm.
But it now stands at $9 trillion. Corporations are going into debt because it's cheap money, buying back their shares to prop up the numbers, just to entice people to stay there. And all you hear is, don't pull your money out, because if the stock market falls, it's going to come back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to come back. It's not going to be any different than what Japan's markets did. It's still not back to the peaks that it once was in their heyday. And they're struggling to stay where they're at now. And the only reason they're at where they are now is because they're putting trillions of dollars pumping money into the system. None of these global economies are working on their own. They're being assisted by by governments.
Right.
Stimulus. So, you know, the day of reckoning of this reckless abandonment of policy, of monetary policy, will come home to roost. So you have a choice. You know, do you want to be, you know, allow them to control your finances, your purchasing power, or do you want to take control of that? And you can take control of that by buying gold and silver. And we've been running some packages. We have a, and these are great little packages to get you started. We have a $25 face value, 90% silver, 50 cent pieces. And those are going for $325. And that includes your shipping costs. And let me see what the prices are at today. Let me pull them up. Silver
okay.
was up, let me update this if I may, but both gold and silver were stronger this morning. Let's see if they were able to hold their gains. Looks like they are. Looks like silver's up 13 cents at $16.19, and we have gold up 380 at 1300, and it's actually up 430 at $1,345.70. So the prices are continuing to rise. We've seen futures yesterday settled at their highest since April, and so it looks like we still got some hurdles to cross for gold and silver. But I'm looking forward to gold passing the $1,375 level, and we'll see if it can break 14, but I can't imagine this year is going to be a great year for gold and silver. And so it's a perfect time to be buying. And the $325 package for the 90% silver also includes your shipping costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was running yesterday, I was running Mint State 63, $20 St. Gaudens. They were selling for $41 over what a bullion gold eagle would sell for. So an incredible buy. Premiums are still 20-plus year lows. What a time to be picking up some semi-numismatic coins.
Absolutely. Let me give you a number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. This is just an example of the package. She's got other things she would love to talk with you and meet your needs with what you need or want or what your questions might be at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to ask you a question just right out of the air. What is the most common thing somebody will ask you when they call?
What the price is on something.
Okay. Well, that was easy. I thought I was going to stump you.
What I'm finding out, what I think I'm learning, because there's been how many years that gold traded between 1100 and, you know, basically 1300. There was little interest when you had the stock markets rising to, you know, levels, you know, 26, 7,000, you know, for the Dow and so forth, hitting all these record highs. There was little interest, except for those who truly understand what gold and silver are and are smart. They do something about it. There's a lot of confusion now that people are becoming interested in gold once again. They're learning from the internet, and they think they're doing all this research, and I've only found that they're more confused. Because
you can get that way.
Yeah, there's so much opinion on various product to be purchasing and everything instead of, and they're becoming very confused. They might have been dealing with somebody that sells online who doesn't educate them on what the various products are and is it suitable for them, that they get so focused on one particular product, that's all they want, that's all they're going to buy, come heck or high water, and they don't want to hear anything because they think that they're seasoned buyers, and I can hear by what they say and so forth that they're really being getting misinformation. So that, I think, is probably the thing that I've noticed most that concerns me, because when you get this misinformation, you make mistakes, and you end up buying something probably at the wrong price. And next thing you know, you have this huge portfolio, bunch of stuff that you really don't know how it's going to perform, how it's going to work. Was it the best thing? Was it the best value? Was it the best quality? And that's what we do.
Well, good decisions come from experience, and Melody's got the experience in the gold and silver. She's been doing this for, what, 25 years now?
Well, not quite, but almost.
Close. It's close to it. I know it is. We are out of time. I want to give your number again. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Sign up for the newsletter at dgscoins.com. Melody, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Appreciate Bye-bye. It so very much. She is a loyal sponsor. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are trying our very hardest to bring information to you, to educate you, to remind you what freedom really is. And it's not debt. And it's not letting someone else control your finances or your health care or anything else. It's independence. And when we all come together and we realize this, and we work together with people like Melody Cederstrom, we really will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.